Decades ago in Baltimore, when you picked up the phone to make a call, you heard a pleasant voice asking, "Number, please." The voice belonged to the telephone operator, and you would respond, "Liberty 5190, or Forest 3456, or Tuxedo 7890. In moments, the operator would have connected you to your party. The exchange names didn't more than relate to the geography of the city. Over time, they came to be code words for status, demographics, lifestyle, a kind of where you live is who you are sociology at work in Baltimore City. University or Tuxedo, for example, indicated Guilford and the area surrounding the Homewood campus of Johns Hopkins University. Vernon, the grand and stately homes around Mount Vernon Place. Madison, Lafayette, stood for the in-town aristocracy of Bolton Hill. There was Liberty for Northwest Baltimore, taking in the neighborhoods of Park Heights and Liberty Heights. Forest for Forest Park. If you heard Saratoga or Mulberry or Lexington, you knew the call was going to downtown. South was a dead giveaway for South Baltimore, and Pennsylvania served the largely African-American community along Pennsylvania Avenue. Idlewild meant York Road. Edmondson, West Baltimore. Orleans and Eastern signaled Broadway and East Baltimore. Hamilton, Hamilton. Those telephone operators were always polite, always helpful. You gave them the number you wanted, and they put you through. That simple. They told stories of how lonely widows would pick up the phone and say, "I just wanted to make sure you were there in case I need you." Sometimes there were calls of urgency like, "Get me to a hospital. I'm in hard labor." Today, when you make a call, no voice asks, "Number, please." 10 numbers will get you to your party, but they will not connect you to that voice. You have lost that connection forever.